بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us with this deen of Islam, with Iman. We find that our deen of Islam is a complete religion that is based on the Quran and the Sunnah. What is meant by Sunnah is the words, actions and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mafhum in the meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that I have left behind two things that if you will hold fast to them, you will never be led astray. One is the word of Allah Ta'ala, and the other is the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that both these things, the Quran and the Sunnah, are divinely protected by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. That verily we have revealed this Quran and we will protect it. We find that Qur'an and Sunnah are divinely interconnected. It is impossible to gain the understanding of the Qur'an without the help of the Sunnah, that is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple example, we find Allah Ta'ala commands us in the Qur'an, أَقِيمُ salah, that establish salah. How many rakats is salah? What are the faraiz? What is sunnat? What is wajibat? What is sajda, sahwa, etc.? All the various aspects of salah, if you look throughout the entire Quran, you will find absolutely no mention of this. What times the salah should be made in detail, that also is not found. In order to gain the understanding or to fulfill Allah's command that is in the Quran, we have to revert to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala has placed a seal upon whatever passed through the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. That whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks, it is divinely inspired. It is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like Allah ta'ala has taken upon himself the protection of Quran, the words of the Quran, Allah has taken upon himself the protection of the meaning of the words of the Quran. That is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why we find, if you look at the history of Islam, the scholars have dedicated untold efforts, sacrifices for the preservation of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Mubarak rahmatullah, Abdullah bin Mubarak was a famous muhaddith. He used to spend long, long hours at home studying the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one day somebody asked him a question, that you spend so much of time in seclusion, you spend so much of time at home, how is it that you don't get lonely? What a beautiful answer he gave to this. He said that, how can I get lonely when I am in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba ikram? That is, he equated the study of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This kitab from which we are going to read is a very, very famous compilation of ahadith which is referred to as Riyadus Salihin. Its author or compiler is Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, who was a great muhaddith of the 7th century of Islam. We find that all of us would have heard this name, Riyadus Salihin. It's a very, very famous compilation. It's comprehensive, various aspects of aqidah, of belief, and of morals and conduct from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam contained in it. In fact, it is a collection from all the authentic books of hadith, that is Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud, Nasai, Ibn Majah. From these 6 famous collections of hadith, Imam Nawawi has extracted approximately 1800 ahadith, which he has divided into 372 chapters. The tartib of the kitab is such that he gives a title. Thereafter, a few verses of the Quran are mentioned, which provide a valuable link to the meaning of the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The first chapter, as is in keeping with the practice of most of the muhaddis, is dealing with ikhlas and with sincerity. باب الإخلاص وإحضار النية في جميع الأعمال والأقوال والأحوال البارزة والخفيفة. The translation of this chapter or heading is the chapter of sincerity and the presence of intention in all our actions, our words, our conditions, whether apparent or whether hidden. If you look at this word إخلاص, what does إخلاص mean? Basic layman's terms, ulama explain. Ikhlas means to worship Allah Ta'ala with the object or the purpose of attaining the closeness and the nearness of Allah Ta'ala. That is, we have to be careful and cautious in our actions, that we do not boast, we do not do an action to try to solicit compliments, etc. from people. And ikhlas is so important that ulama have equated ikhlas with iman. If you tell somebody that a non-Muslim did so much deeds, so many good deeds, it's understood, he's not going to get jannat for that. In fact, his ibadat or his action is not even going to be accepted. Why? Because the condition first is iman. Exactly like that, ulama say, ikhlas also is a condition. That like your action without iman is not acceptable to Allah Ta'ala, without ikhlas, without sincerity, that action will not be accepted by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And in fact, ulama encourage us. They say one is to have an intention. They say make multiple intentions. Simple example, somebody is leaving his home, like this morning, you left your home to come to the masjid. By the time you're leaving your home, you would have formulated the thought, I've come into the masjid to make my first salah. They say make this intention that I'm also coming, that I will propagate the deen of Islam if I have an opportunity. Whoever I meet, I will make salam with them. If there is some difficulty, obstruction in the path, I will remove it. Like that, multiple intentions. And according to the intentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. And what is important for us to understand when it comes to intention is that intention does not have to be verbal. We don't have to literally state the intention. Ulama say that niyat and intention is an action of the heart. That is, intent in your heart, that is sufficient. And we find that intention is so important. If you look in the lives of the Salafi Salihin, I will terminate with just a few expressions. How important they regarded intention. Yahya bin Abi Kasir rahimahullah used to say, consider your intention. Because it is more far-reaching than the action. More important than the action is the intention. Likewise, Sufyan Sauri rahimahullah used to say, I have not been concerned with anything more difficult than my intention. Why? Because I find that my intention fluctuates. Sometimes you start something with the correct intention, people are looking at you with a good eye, and the intention changes. So you have to be very, very careful with this regard. And Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, whom we mentioned earlier, he used to say, what a beautiful thing he said, something to ponder about. He said, many small actions are exalted because of the intention. Little action with a good intention is exalted. And many great actions are diminished also because of an intention. That is, the incorrect intention destroys the amal no matter how great it was. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.